This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southland District with your Extension Crop Report. Alfalfa is the queen of forages. Although a labor-intensive crop, it produces large quantities of high-protein and high-digestible forage in about 3 to 5 year rotations. Alfalfa doesn't have a general market, but can be a profitable crop sold to a number of niche markets like dairies, goats, and horses. But also, it fits into many cattle operations as a supplemental winter protein. It can also be used as a soil conservation crop within a traditional rotation on eroded land, or within a deer food plot planting. Alfalfa can be a logical and timely addition to many operations. Generally, fall-planted alfalfa happens around mid-September, and planting in the fall has a variety of benefits. First off, weed pressure is lower in the fall, and young alfalfa does not compete well with weeds. Fall germinating weeds are usually easier to kill with herbicides and don't have the incredible growth and herbicide resistance like some of the summer annuals do. Another advantage is that spring alfalfa doesn't always do well with summer drought. One downside to fall planted alfalfa is that we don't always get the rain needed for a good germination. Alfalfa starts slowly, but ideally it needs to have 3 to 4 trifoliate leaves before surviving the winter. It is important to prepare completely before planting alfalfa, as it is a nutrient-intensive crop. Although it makes its own nitrogen, it basically mines the potassium phosphorus from the soil. Since neither potassium nor phosphorus are mobile nutrients in the soil profile, adequate soil nutrient levels before planting will increase production and lessen the need for heavy top dressing in later years. However, even alfalfa stands and good soil nutrient backgrounds often do better with the yearly application of at least some P and K. Alfalfa is also very sensitive to pH, more than any other crop. A pH above 6.4 is nearly a requirement before starting an alfalfa field. Take an accurate soil test now so proper amounts of lime and fertilizer can be applied before planting in just a few weeks. Traditionally, alfalfa, like any small-seeded crop, needs a firm and smooth seed bed so the small seeds are planted at the right depth. However, it is possible to no-till plant them after row crops, and there could be a window for this after corn harvest. One thing to check for is for the herbicide carryover from the corn is compatible with alfalfa. It is also possible to get a good stand from broadcast seeding followed by a soil packer, but this is somewhat unreliable and can make for an uneven stand. Another planting trick is to plant it with a spring oat nursery crop to keep the soil in place. Alfalfa is not just for field crops either. Alfalfa and clover are commonly interseeded into a pasture to improve forage quality. However, it does make herbicide applications tricky, so only spot spraying can be done after stand establishment. It is best to start off with a clean pasture. When choosing an alfalfa variety, it is important to get the right kind, and is one of the few times I'll suggest spending the money for a good one, largely because now there's a lot of variation in varieties, and it is a 4 to 5 year commitment. Besides glyphosate resistance, which is almost a standard at this point, there is also a number of improvements that have been made more recently, like resistant to aphids and some of the common fungal diseases. Like soybeans, alfalfa follows the number system. In southern Kansas, we use the 4 to 5 rated varieties. The lower numbers, the 2s and 3s, have a higher winter hardiness but stay dormant longer in the spring and the fall, reducing the growth season length. If you have any questions about getting your alfalfa started, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.